The Silver and Black Show.
Raiders again staying in the no huddle now. Marcel Reese in the wing. Here comes the blitz. They run away from it. McFadden, a big hole over the middle. He may go 40. McFadden 30. McFadden 20. McFadden 10. 5. Touchdown! Raiders!
Yeah, the Raiders caught the Blitzburg Steelers in one of their patented Dick LeBeau blitzes, taking it the other side. Darren McFadden, 64 yards later, to the house. Raiders last year beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. They'll try to do it again Sunday at the O.co Coliseum. Welcome to our Silver and Black Show. We're back off the bye week. Greg Popp alongside the two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback of the Oakland Raiders, Jim Plunkett. They are both 2-4. The Steelers lost their first four, Jim. They're playing great football now, having won two in a row.
Yeah, they certainly are. They're playing the game much better than they had when they first started the season. They're taking care of the ball better. They're still struggling offensively, not putting up a lot of points. The defense has gotten a little bit better, helping that offense out somewhat. They're very similar to the Raiders right now, struggling on offense, but playing very good defense.
And for the Raiders, they're back to work off their bye week. Let's take you through the Raider headlines for week number 8, and we'll start with ready to run. Darren McFadden had the big game against the Steelers last year. Jim, 18 carries, 113 yards. They got to get the running game going. D-Mac returned last game against the Chiefs at Arrowhead, did not have the usual explosion with the hamstring injury, only had 3.3 yards per carry. They got to take the pressure off this young quarterback by running the football better.
I think you're absolutely correct, and I think the Raiders really need McFadden to run the ball successfully. Of the 13 times he's rushed for over 100 yards, 11 of those games the Raiders have won, so I think it's imperative that they get him off and going to a good start against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the other thing that happened in Kansas City was you got to protect the football, and things went badly. Interceptions, fumbles really hurt the Raiders down the stretch. They've got to protect that football, especially against the Steelers.
And one thing that a running game can do is help an offensive line that has problems protecting. It'll slow down the pass rush a little bit, and that'll lead to our second headline. Dick LeBeau versus TP2, number two against Dick LeBeau and the vaunted Blitzburg Steelers. Since LeBeau returned as the defensive coordinator in Pittsburgh, Jim, 2004, he is 16-2 against rookie quarterbacks. Now, Terrell technically is not a rookie, but he's going to get some pressures on Sunday he's never seen before.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. LeBeau likes to come after the quarterback, especially a young quarterback, confuse him, get him frustrated, get him out of the pocket, although in some ways that's a strength for Pryor when he's outside the pocket. But, you know, he's going to come after you. He's not going to let you sit there and pick you apart. He's going to make things happen defensively, and you're going to have to think. You're going to have to be ready to hit the hot receiver if it's available and find somebody down the field to go to, because once you blitz, sometimes you have the opportunity to hit the big play down the field.
So Sunday it will be TP2 up against the guy that has won two Super Bowls in his career. That is Steeler quarterback Ben Roethlisberger. Our third headline, Jim, topple Big Ben, as the Raiders have done every time he's come to Oakland, twice in 2006 and last year. He has not beaten the Raiders in Oakland.
Yeah, the Raiders have been very tough defensively against the Steelers here at home. And one of the things about Ben Roethlisberger, you can get to him. You can put pressure on him because he likes to move around, come up with a big play down the field, and that's what they have to prevent. Put the pressure on him, make him remove, and hopefully get to him. But when he's outside the pocket or he's moving inside the pocket back and forth sideways, you know, he finds receivers down the field and comes up with big plays. So you got to get to him.
Yeah, Raiders beat the Steelers last year 34-31, the final margin of victory, a field goal by Sebastian Janikowski. And the guy who snapped him the football is a huge Pennsylvania football fan. That is John Condo, the Raiders' two-time Pro Bowl deep snapper. This week on the Silver and Black Show, we talk with Raiders Pro Bowl long snapper John Condo. Head coach Dennis Allen will share his keys to a successful second half of the season. And Jim and I break down the 2-4 Steelers and find out why they are still a very dangerous team. All this and more on Week 8 of the Silver and Black Show.
The Silver and Black Show is brought to you by Hawaiian Airlines. Hawaii starts here.